We were talking this morning with Dan Doctoroff, who is the former New York City deputy mayor under Mayor Bloomberg. He helped lead New York's dramatic economic resurgence following the September 11th terrorist attacks. He's written a book called Greater Than Ever, New York's Big Comeback. Dan, I've looked at some, I was looking at a review or comments from the New York Magazine. They said it's either a manifesto or a memoir. How do you look at this book?
I think that was a pretty good description. A memoir manifesto. It's my story, but it's also about cities more broadly. You know, all cities struggle with the same issues, and you know, whether that is how do we manage growth, how do we deal with affordability, how do we deal with the environment, you know, how do we deal with problems of other quality of life problems. And so I think in what happened in New York, there are a lot of lessons for other cities.
And when you took over at that time, when it was given kind of this responsibility for economic development at a time when the economy was getting, it was tough after these attacks, what was your plan, or how did you kind of come up with these ideas and have such an attitude that things could be done?
Well, you know, I came into the job with a plan, and in part that was because I had come up with the crazy idea of bringing the Olympics to New York. And as I was researching sort of the impact of Olympics on host cities, what I saw was that the real benefit of hosting an Olympics, or even bidding for an Olympics, was that the process imposes deadlines. And cities never, ever operate under deadlines. And then if you looked at the cities who'd most successfully hosted the Olympics, or even bid for the Olympics, they use those deadlines to really think about their future. And so even though we came in after 9/11 and the immediate imperative was rebuilding Ground Zero, we took the opportunity that the Olympic bidding process had given us, combined with the imperative of rebuilding after 9/11, to almost completely rethink the future of the city. And that's what the book is all about. But today, New York is a completely different place than it would have been before 9/11.
How do you get people to go along with this? You know, it's the politics, the people, all the way things operate. How do you get them all on the same page?
Well, that is hard. I will say we did have a benefit in that after 9/11, people were determined to make the city greater than ever, hence the title of the book. But that still doesn't get you to actually getting plans approved and getting stuff done. And I think, you know, it really requires having a very, very specific plan for what you want to do that's based on a real cold analysis of your strengths and weaknesses. And then what you have to do is you've got to provide enough detail about that plan, be transparent, be out in community selling those plans in really vivid, compelling ways. You know, we did, over the course of 12 years in the Bloomberg administration, 140 rezonings, big parts of the city that were replanned for 40% of the total area of the city, and we only lost two of them. So we got pretty good at selling kind of our plans, and we got good at selling them because we also listened to people and compromised where necessary without fundamentally altering the nature of what we wanted to do.
Interesting you talk about it, make sure you listen to the people. They are the ones that live there. You can put buildings in, you can put shops there. If no one shows up, no one rents, buys, it's a failure. So I guess you have a balance of change, but but make people part of the change.
They always have to be part of the change. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get accused of being autocratic, doing things from the top down. Like, that's not the way democracy works. It's not the way democracy should work. But that doesn't mean that government doesn't have an incredibly active, constructive role to play. I think one of the lessons of the book is government can work. You know, we're living in this world today of incredible cynicism about government at the national level, often at the state level, sometimes less likely at the local level. But enlightened leaders who want to lead, and leading means not just waiting till there's a crisis, but anticipating the needs of the city and the citizens, and can tell the story compellingly about where they want to go, That's real leadership. You know, we created a plan, to sustainability plan, to about the environment, basically, that looked ahead 25 years at a time when nobody was asking for a sustainability plan. You know, since in the 10 years or so since we announced that plan, carbon emissions out of the city are down about 20%. Nobody was calling for it at the time, but we recognized that, you know, we're going to have to deal with our environment if we wanted to continue to grow, and growth was the key to being able to afford the investments in quality of life to make the city better. And we kind of developed a plan and we sold it.
We're talking today with Dan Doctoroff, who has written the book Greater Than Ever, New York's Big Comeback. You're involved with something called Alphabet. Now, Alphabet, that's a Google company, right? That's their...
Yeah, that's right. And, Alphabet's the parent of
company,
Google.
Right.
Right, and of my company, Sidewalk Labs. And our mission is to figure out how to use technology, integrate it into urban environments to make people's lives better. And whether that is shortening their commutes or giving them more time back in their day or improving the environment or improving the health of citizens, that's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to do it actually by building a district in partnership with a city that will work with, where we can integrate all these innovations that are now available to us in the digital era in one place to demonstrate what's actually possible.
A lot of times when you're doing this planning, you have to sort of look through the future. If you look back from the time when you maybe first got to New York or you started living there, even think of the job that you're in right now and how things have changed. Could you have imagined this, or what was it allowing you to sort of be open enough for all this change that's taken place over that time?
Yeah, there's no way I ever could have imagined. I didn't even want to come to New York. My wife brought me there when she took a job to New York, and I'd been to New York three times before and hated it every time. When we moved there in 1983, it was awful. You know, it was just recovering from near financial collapse. There was crime everywhere. The streets were filthy. The subways had deteriorated to the point where they didn't really work. And, you know, it's been a lot of work by a lot of people over the course of the last 35 years to make it what it is today. But for me, no, never could have imagined it. And, you know, somehow the city inspired me. You know, it's a city of dreamers and optimists. And while I didn't come as one, it kind of turned me into one, which is, you know, I'm really grateful for.
Does this book offer hope for other cities that are going through times or think that there's no end in sight to the plight and the blight that they may see in their neighborhoods?
I think it absolutely does. But what you also recognize is that what is key is leadership of an effective government. And, you know, this is a story, I think, that is optimistic because at the end of the day, it reaffirms faith in government. You know, government can work, and it's not a government that tells everybody what to do or a government that does nothing and is sort of laissez-faire. It's a government that kind of works with its citizens in sort of a middle way and also recognizes that the private sector is going to be critical if you actually want to see the kind of gains that we experienced in New York.
Again, it's called Greater Than Ever, New York's Big Comeback. Our guest today, Daniel Doctoroff. Daniel, thanks for your time this morning and putting this all in print for us to read the great story. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much.